Nuketown Radioactive for Monday, September 26, 2005. Well, folks, welcome to Radioactive. I'm your host, Ken Newquist, but I will understand if you didn't recognize my voice because, yeah, I am pretty damn froggy right now. Shortly after recording, let's see, I guess that was Radioactive 15, I had this great plan about how I was going to get onto a weekly schedule and how I was going to knock out two podcasts in one day, and it just didn't happen because I got a really horrible freaking cold. It hit me on Monday, it took me down on Tuesday, and I've been crawling back ever since. So I'm actually feeling pretty good right now. I've reached the point of the cold where you sound worse than you feel, but... yeah, anyway, it was a really nasty cold. This particular podcast is an attempt to knock one out pretty quick, see how fast I can kind of get one done over a lunch break. I ran home from work, and I'm hoping to try and record this in the... I'm hoping to record it in the time I got. If not, I guess I'm just going to have to tack some stuff on tonight, because I'm hell or high water. I really would like to get this thing up on the website tonight. Now, in terms of show news, don't have a whole lot going on, but there is one thing. As I've been working on the podcast and I've settled into a pretty good groove on it, one of the things that I've wanted to do is try and liven things up with some music and just, you know, some more promos and sweepers and stuff like that. But one thing that I haven't been able to add to the show yet, which I haven't really looked for, but what I'd like to have is a theme song, because, you know, every good podcast should have one, right? So, I am currently on the prowl for one. I'm planning on taking a look at GarageBand and the usual suspects to try and find something that might work. If you have any suggestions, drop me a line at nuketown@gmail.com. I'd love to hear them. So, like I said, I'm pretty much open to everything right now. So, if you got an idea, let me know. And, that was bad. I guess that was my email just going off. Oh, if you guys can hear it, but I totally forgot to shut down my email before beginning the podcast. But you know what? I'm muddling through because, damn it, that's what I'm doing today. The last thing I wanted to mention was, once again, that the Nuketown forums are back up. You can head on over to the Science Fiction Podcast Network. I'm not going to even attempt to give you the URL. Just go to the show notes, and you can get the link from there. And you can also check out... Nuketown's own forums at nuketown.com/forum, and you'll see the Radioactive one listed on the among the other forums there. So, enjoy.
This show is part of the Out of This World Entertainment on the Sci-Fi Podcast Network, tsfpn.com.
So as far as podcasts of note go, this particular week, I gotta admit, I've been kind of slacking. Since I didn't go to work a couple of days last week, I didn't have a chance to listen to a few of my normal podcasts or to try out a couple of new ones. So this time around, we're just going to talk about Yog Radio, which I got via an email from Paul Cthulhu. And basically, Yog Radio is Yog... And I'm going to butcher this because I butcher it every single time. YogSothoth.com's occasional podcast. It's dedicated to Call of Cthulhu, H.P. Lovecraft, all that kind of good stuff. And it features a roundup of news from the website and forum posts, as well as a couple of reviews. Show number one includes a review of Fantasy Flight Games' Arkham Horror and a roundup of the latest Chaosium happenings. So it looks pretty good. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. I do want to listen to this one because I've wanted to check out Arkham Horror for a while. I didn't get to see the original game, the reprint. Well, I guess this is more than a reprint. I think it's a revised edition, if I remember correctly. They kind of updated the graphics and I think added some new rules and fleshed things out. But anyway, it sounds like it's a pretty cool podcast and a pretty cool game, so you can check that out. The URL is obscenely long, so I will just refer you to the show notes on nuketown.com for more of that stuff. Now, as always, I am looking for shows to promote and review, so if you got them, send them to me at nuketown@gmail.com.
You know what I always used to hate? Used to make me frickin' crazy. You'd go to the supermarket, and you'd buy a package of hot dogs, and there's like 8 in the package. And then you go and get some buns. 12. So you've either got to have extra buns, or buy more hot dogs. And I hate that. It makes me frickin' crazy. Anyway, so the other day I was at the store again, and I was trying to decide whether to buy extra hot dogs or extra buns, and then I look across a row of wieners, and they're like frickin' magic. There's these new hot dogs with 12 to a package. Beautiful. Now that's what I call choice. That's what I call a frickin' market-based solution. That's why I love this land of ours. You get an idea, you can start a company and make truckloads of cash by putting the right number of buns in a bag for a change. God, I love it. The land of the free, home of the brave, home of free frickin' market capitalism. I love it.
So, as longtime readers of Nuketown and occasional listeners of Radioactive probably know by now, I am one of those wilding, crazy libertarian types, and when I came across this ad on the web, I thought, this is pretty cool for a little promo for Nuketown. The problem I have with a lot of libertarian-minded folks is that when they get together, the thing they talk about is, well, just politics, and they don't really have a lot of fun. Just talking about general cultural type things, or they're not good at just kind of humor and jokes and kind of stuff. Everything immediately becomes such a intensely focused flame war. I don't know if that's unique to libertarians or just what happens when you have a bunch of intensely political people together. But I listened to that little promo and I thought, this is pretty cool. I got it from freedomads.org, which is a website. That was created by the Institute for Humane Studies. I don't know much about them, but apparently they had a contest about in 2003 looking for different libertarian-themed ads, and this is one of the results. Unfortunately, the site itself, which I'll have it in the show notes, it's pretty cool, but it's kind of starting to show some bit rot. Some of the links don't work. It was a real pain in the ass to try and get this MP3 downloaded to include it in the show. So from a hey, this is cool perspective, yes, definitely 10 out of 10. From an actual usable standpoint, you guys need to do some additional work on that. And don't worry, guys, this isn't going to turn into a political show. You know, it's just, it's a hodgepodge of what I'm interested in. And, occasionally, free market solutions to hot dog bun controversies are one of the things that I'm interested in. Now, normally I would do a book review, but I haven't really gotten all that stuff lined up yet. So I decided what I was going to do with this particular podcast was talk about two science fiction shows that are on TV right now. it's either feast or famine for us sci-fi geeks. Not freaks. I guess some of us are freaks. But, either there's no sci-fi on, or you get a season like this one where it's like every freaking other show that debuts is sci-fi. The downside to this is that apparently no one was really being all that creative during the last session, or they were all using the same brain, because we ended up with a bunch of shows that are actually very similar to one another. We have two shows in particular are Surface, which is on NBC, and Invasion, which is on ABC. Now, in Surface, you've got, let me pause for a second here. I don't want to get too confused between the two show premises. Oh, yes. On Surface, we have extraterrestrial aquatic creatures that are living in the ocean, which get discovered by some scientist and are apparently probing our civilization. And you've got a bunch of people who live down the shore who have to deal with this interaction. Then we have Invasion on ABC, which involves some sort of a hurricane hitting and some possibly extraterrestrial, possibly just military weird experiment thing that comes down in some sort of a weird meteor shower during the hurricane, thus causing the aforementioned invasion. Very similar, both involving lots of water, both involving shore communities, but they're on different networks. I had a chance to see the premieres of both of these, and I gotta say, I'm just not particularly interested in either one. From having viewed them, having watched them, and I should note that I did end up stepping out of the room a couple of times because I do have a 2.5-year-old, and she doesn't want to watch this stuff because it's scary, and you have to pause during commercial breaks to go and change diapers. And I don't have TiVo. But anyway, of the two shows, Surface seems nominally better, but that could just be because it's more reminiscent of The Abyss, and I liked that particular movie. Neither is really particularly that deep or compelling. The characters are just kind of there. It's both are following nearly the same formula where you... to try and they're following the same so-called suspenseful formula, where you have a cast of somewhat appealing characters, a few kids thrown in, some strange unexplained phenomenon, and lots of weird happenings that are going on near or in or on the water. And I think, you know, what they're missing here is that, you know, for suspense to work, you really need to care about the characters and the conspiracy. You know, Battlestar Galactica is suspenseful because we care about the characters, we want to know what's going on, and you know, every episode is nearly, you know, it's a throw of the dice, it's a gamble, it's the near end of humanity with every single episode. Lost is suspenseful because we've got a good cast, we've got all kinds of weird stuff going on, and they have, you know, they've mastered the hook, that kind of updated pulpy cliffhanger kind of thing with every single episode. Watching Surface and geez, I've already forgotten the name of the other one, The Invasion, they just seem kind of ponderous. I have a hard time wanting to keep up with this. You know, I'm sitting there going, gee, you know, this might be interesting, but do I really want to invest the time in watching this every week to try and keep up with this conspiracy? And, you know, I don't feel that way with Lost. It's not something I have to think about. I don't have to weigh, gee, do I really want to watch Lost this week? It's more like, God damn, I gotta watch Lost this week. How can I possibly get Jordan to go to sleep by 9 so I can watch Lost? I don't know. I can't really recommend either show. If you're into this sort of thing, you like the alien invasion stuff, I mean, check them out. Surface, like I say, I think is probably the slightly better one. I think of the two that might... I don't know if either one will survive. I think the one that may survive would be Invasion, if for no other reason than it does follow Lost on Wednesday nights. Now, I got to say, another thing these shows have both, watch as I murder the English language yet again. One of the things that these shows have in common, above and beyond, you know, everything else, is that their blogs are lame. Both of them have official websites, and both of them decided that they would have a blog by one of the characters. They're both completely lame. They clearly look like something that was a brilliant idea that was like thought up by marketing rather than, say, as part of the creative team. You know, if they were done well, they could provide, you know, a really cool, like, I Love Bees kind of angle on the series. And if you don't know what I'm talking about with I Love Bees, I'm not going to explain it now. Do a search on the internet, you'll find out. They could have really provided a lot of extra depth by using these kind of character blogs to look at the show from a different angle. In a really cool way, I mean, what would have been really cool is if you had had, like, a character writing the blog who wasn't actually on the show yet, and then have that character show up maybe on episode 3 or 4 or later into the season. And then have them become a main character so that people would want to go back and check out the blog, or if people were checking out the blog, you know, they're seeing things from a perspective that isn't just completely wired into the characters. But neither one of these blogs are even remotely attempting to do that. I think it's... let's see. I just need to check my show notes here. The Invasion's blog is probably the better one because they have, like, this conspiracy show nut as part of the cast. So he's got a couple of blog entries up there, up to and including the blog entry for the actual first show. Whereas Surface just has one entry from one of the kids who's on the show. And it's completely, both of them are utterly lame because the recent blog entry is from the most recent show. It corresponds exactly to the air date. Now I'm guessing that the shows are probably kind of doing the Lost thing, so there's a continuity that goes between each of the shows. But so you don't necessarily have time between each show to have additional blog posts. But you know, I mean, look at how a blog works in an actual disaster. You will end up with, you know, 20, 30, 40 posts on a day as some people are trying to get the information out. Neither one of these blogs are attempting to do that. Neither one is particularly realistic. I gotta say, it's just, I don't know, just completely lame, guys. You know, why do it? You know, if you're not contributing anything to the story, you're really just kind of, you're not contributing anything to the website. All you're really doing is trying to play buzzword bingo, and it's not working. So I gotta say, unless you're gonna support a blog fully, don't even try and integrate it into your show. So that's about it for the podcast. This is going to be actually a shorter one, and I think I've answered the question that, yes, I can actually get another midweek podcast out during my lunch break. Let me know what you thought. Too short? Too long? Do you like the weekly schedule? Do you not like the weekly schedule? I'd like to know. You can contact me at nuketown@gmail.com. You can get me on Skype at just Nuketown. That's my username. You can get me on AOL Instant Messenger. My username there is knuquist@mac.com. And then finally, you can get me on the forums at TSFPN, the Science Fiction Podcast Network, and the Nuketown Forum, and links to both of those will be included in the show notes. So that's it for now. I'm not even going to attempt to talk about what I'm going to have on the next show. I may be doing the book review, maybe the Chronicles of Amber, just because I really would like to talk about that. I've been in kind of like an amberish kind of mood. But don't hold me to it, because something else might come up between now and then. And I might talk about Serenity too, but we'll see how that works out. That's it for now. Talk to you later.